My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We heard about captains today. Congratulations. Thank you. Again. But on Terrell specifically, you know, what's it just going to be like working with him? What was it like to find out that he was getting that nod?
That was awesome. Again, you look over there, he's the only one on the jugs left. Works his tail off, communicates well. He's got the respect of everybody in this locker room, and that shows. Happy and excited for him, and speaks volume to the type of character that he has and the type of leader that he is already at such a young age. So he's a special one.
Sean mentioned to us that like leadership looks different every year based off the team. What's it like for you going from, you know, 8 last year to 2 this year, but then having that leadership council working with you too?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, right, it's a huge honor to be elected as a captain to an NFL team. That being said, it takes a village, right? It takes everybody on this team to, one, follow Coach McDermott's leadership and the trajectory that he has for this team, the mindset, and we're just there, you know, as guys to help push and help bring along. So that's really all it is. But, every year it's been a little bit different. And just because there's only 2 C's doesn't mean we have only 2 leaders on this team. We got a bunch of guys that are very deserving of wearing that. But, that's just how it shaked out. And I still trust and love the guys that we have in there. And a lot of veteran leadership in this locker room.
Josh, I know you've had less time. You've had less time on the field during preseason with the starters. I know you've had more time. But given all the new faces at the receiver group that you have, was the 4.5 minutes of game time enough to make you feel comfortable aside from the practices?
Yeah, I mean, I think the type of practice that we have here in Buffalo, obviously, we've spent a lot of times going ones versus ones. We're now focused on Arizona and what we're trying to do against them, but got a lot of really good work in throughout training camp and throughout the first part of this preseason in practice. Obviously, not a whole lot of game time, but we're gonna find out, I guess, on Sunday and adjust as we go by. And again, a lot of confidence in these guys. They've been working their tails off, and we're just excited to play a new opponent. Yeah, I mean they fly around. They are a high intensity, pedal to the metal type of defense. They don't take plays off. They play extremely hard, and I know that their record wasn't great last year, but it doesn't speak to who they are as a team. I think that they obviously the second year coach brings a lot of excitement and energy to that team. And we're going to have our hands full come Sunday because, they're ready to prove people wrong too, they fly around. Obviously, Buda Baker back there. Some of the plays that he's able to make, it's pretty unbelievable to watch. The way he's able to get in and out of his cuts and break on the football, we got to be aware of wherever he's at.
We ask you this, I think, every year, how do you approach, they've got 7 in the defensive yards. How do you approach the uncertainty of week 1? What
really like that? Yeah, I mean, I think Coach kind of hit on it today. The first part of our week, let's study them. Let's understand the type of scheme that they run, our game plan. But at the end of the day, again, like you said, we don't have a whole lot of film on the guys that are actually going to be on the field for them. So understanding that, but trusting in what we've been working on in training camp and focusing more on what we're doing rather than they're doing, and just trying to execute each play that, you know, we've been given, and you know, take it one play at a time. And obviously there's going to be times throughout this game where, you know, we're going to hit some turbulence, but we got to find a way to adjust in game and start to make some plays.
It seems like there's so much injury and curiosity of the offense. Yes. Like, well, you kind of take us through that from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of new guys, new faces, and just trying to spread the wealth. I think you know, the term that we've been using is everybody eats, and it's going to take you know, all 11 guys on the field at any given time to make a play go. So that's kind of our mindset, and it doesn't really matter who gets the ball or when they get it. You know, we're going to be happy for whatever we're doing out there, and just trying to make the best play possible. For sure, you know, and I think every year there's a different flair to what defenses are trying to do throughout the league, and we're going to have to make adjustments. You know, it's a copycat league, and once one team does something really well, people start to emulate that and try to work that into their game plan. So figuring out what that is in the first few weeks of the season, Coach talked about it again today, more games are lost than they're won. So making sure that we're holding ourselves to the higher standard, and making sure that, you know, each and every play we're given everything we got.
Josh, I know you make a goal, win the division, get you in the playoffs. You've won the last four. From the outside, you're not the favorites, or at least a lot of people think not the favorites in the division. Do you care about any of that? Just the paycheck?
No, you know, we're focused on the Arizona Cardinals.
We talked all training camp, preseason, everything about Joe Brady putting his fingerprints on this offense now that he's finally, you know, the game's almost here. Can you sense any more excitement from him this week of just finally getting to unveil it?
Yeah, he's got a lot of juice, and we know that. And, you know, it's exciting to play for a guy like that. He's got so much energy. I don't know how he does it. He doesn't sleep. The guy's always in the facility. He's always finding new ways to get guys the ball. And, you know, it's fun to play for an OC like that. And the players really enjoy it.
I know we've asked you a lot about Keon since he's been here, but now getting ready for his first NFL game, do you, like, say anything to him, have any conversation with him about preparing for that moment, or what's it been like kind of seeing him get ready for the
moment? No, I mean, I think it's just, you know, the first few weeks of preseason, that's what that's kind of used for, to understand a routine and trying to figure out what works for you as an individual. But at the same time, having that whole receiver room just kind of come together collectively and understand, like, it's go time, and make sure that we're getting into our playbooks and understanding the plays that we're calling, and again, just going out there and try to execute as best as we can.
The last few weeks, we've heard Sean and Brandon both talk about how they wish you guys could have gotten a little more playing time during the preseason. Does that concern you at all?
No, not at all. There's some years that, you know, you'd argue you played too much in the preseason, and sometimes guys go down, and it's unfortunate, but that happens. It's the game of football, and you'd be, you know, punching a wall if that were to happen. So, again, it is what it is at this point. We're just gearing up and getting ready to go, and we're going to figure out things as we fly.
How different is that from the past, figuring out things on the fly? Maybe you didn't have to do as much last year or the year before that. Is that fair?
I mean, I think each season is its own different thing. Each game, for that matter, right? I feel like every game that you play in, it's a different type of situation. And making sure that, you know, Coach McDermott preaches, you know, mastering these situations that we're in. You know, whether it's, you know, trying to double dip, you know, deferring, and there's so many things throughout a game that can kind of tip the balance of the scales. And again, just understanding that, and then knowing what to do in those types of situations. I think Coach McDermott does a great job of getting us ready for that. But each game that you're in, again, I think you find yourself in a different spot. So it's always figuring out on the fly. You know, whether it's the defense comes out and is doing something completely different than we thought, which happens quite a bit against us. You know, I feel like everybody gives us their best shot and changes things up against us. So I wouldn't say it's completely new to us.
Well, I guess I'm referring to the trust factor. I mean, you had years to trust some guys. You've had months to trust some guys. I know you trust them, but is that trust factor, you can't speed that up, can you?
You can't speed it up, but you can still put some blind faith in some things and, again, figure it out as it goes.
Anytime we ask about an opposing quarterback, the caveat is you're not going directly against them, not on the field at the same time. But remind me, how well do you know Kyler, and just kind of what do you think of his style of play?
Yeah, I mean, Kyler can, I know everyone talks about, you know, the speed and him getting out and being able to escape and make plays, but he's got an absolute cannon on him, and he spins it really well. He knows where he's going with the football. He's had a lot of success in this league, you know, and yeah, I got a lot of respect for him and his game. Haven't spent a lot of time around him. Got to hang out with him, actually, Christian Kirk's wedding over the offseason a little bit, so trying to get him into the game of golf, but that was a late night conversation, so I don't know if it went well, but no, again, a lot of love and respect for him and his game.
Josh, Sean, what was it like to see a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, he's worked extremely hard to get back to where he was and where he's at right now. I think he's, you know, feels like, in a sense, putting that behind him and moving forward and playing the best football that he can play and helping this team win. So, got so much love and respect for him. I mean, that's unbelievable to do what he's done. And, you know, I've, you know, we've got everybody on this team and in the city, rooting for him, so it's pretty cool story.
Can you describe the energy level and the change when you get to this spot right now, today on Wednesday, knowing Sunday's finally coming up?
Yeah, it's awesome. We get to watch some football tomorrow and on Friday, so that's really cool. I love watching football. Again, finding new situations that those games are in and trying to play the little mental game of it. But yeah, it's finally here. Got a long 18-week season and hopefully some more games after that, so we got to focus on the first one, though.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.